Yezus Hashem Yisbarah, today we begin a brand new Masechta, Masechta Sota, a wonderful Masechta, very enjoyable Masechta. And we begin Daf Beis, Omid Aleph at the very top. Now, this Masechta deals a lot with a Sota. Albeit there's a lot of Agadah to hear, we're still going to have to learn the basic laws of Sota, which are brought down in Parshas Noso. Now, just to remind ourselves quickly, the word Sota can be used to mean a woman who, unfortunately, Rachmana Litzlan, definitively committed adultery, and she's also referred to as a Sota. Usually it means a Sota Vadai. But the more common usage of the term that we're going to be dealing with is a woman who's a Sota, and it's unclear. She had closeted herself alone with a man that her husband had warned her, don't closet yourself alone, don't seclude yourself alone to be with that man. And then, in this situation, there's a suspicion that she had committed adultery, and we have no witnesses, and therefore, in this situation, how does she remove this doubt that her husband had from her and go back to be able to live with her husband again? Because once the kinoi and stira process, the warning her kinoi process and the stira and the closeting herself, secluding herself alone with this other man takes place, she's also to live with her husband. Now, in this situation, the husband will have no choice but to divorce her, and we have a problem. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, it's okay, erase my name, and she'll drink the bitter waters, the Meha Ma'arim. And in this situation, if she in fact is innocent, so then she'll be blessed and nothing will happen to her. She'll have children. If she didn't have children before, if she had not so nice children before, she'll have nicer children, and there'll be shalom bayis between the husband and the wife. If Rachmana Litzlan, the woman did commit adultery, and in this situation, the man is worthy of having this miracle occur for him. In other words, he didn't do anything wrong as well. So then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us the promise that the Psukim tell us that the woman will have a horrible death as well. The person who she committed adultery with will have the same exact death as well, even though he didn't drink the Mei Hamarim, the bitter waters or the accursed waters. We will learn through this Masechta exactly how that process occurs, but with that background, we need to have both Kinui and Stira, albeit we'll have different opinions as to whether it has to be in front of two witnesses or not. Kinui, the Gemara will explain at the end of today's Shia, tomorrow's Shia, that the word Kinui means to either warn her or to cause jealousy to occur. So this is a warning. That's a simple understanding. This is a warning. The husband tells his wife, we'll have a machlokas whether this is in front of Adam or even by himself. So he tells his wife, I do not want you to closet yourself away with this certain man. So he tells his wife, Sarula, don't closet yourself away with Yankel. However, she then goes and closets herself away with Yankel. She secludes herself with Yankel. And there are witnesses, or again, we'll have a machlokas, maybe only one witness in this situation, and this is called stira, the closeting herself away with this person that she was already warned about, kinui took place. So in this situation, that's when the whole discussion of drinking the mei sota comes into play. So that little mini introduction, let us begin the Halakha Mishnah, Daf Bezel and Aleph, the start of Masechta Sota. The Mishnah tells us, Hamikani Leishto, if a man goes and warns his wife, I don't want you to closet yourself away with Yankel. I think there's something going on between you and him. I don't want you to be alone with him. So Rabbi Elazar Omer, Mekani La Pishnayim. Rabbi Elazar holds that this kinui has to be in front of two witnesses. This is the first version that we have of Rabbi Elazar. And the Gemara will actually have another version of Rabbi Elazar that disagrees with the version that we have in our Mishnah. But for now, Rabbi Elazar says, the Mekani law, this telling her, I warn you, do not be alone with so-and-so, must be done in the presence of two witnesses who will acknowledge that he said this and will be able to testify that later on he said this. However, when he gives her to drink, because she in fact did closet herself away with somebody else, umashka al pi echad, oh, al pi atzmo. If she goes and closets herself with this person that she was warned not to, so the warning to not be with that person alone, that required two witnesses according to this Rabbi Elazar Bar Mishnah. However, the stira, the being alone with him, that could even be by one witness or even the person himself. Oh, al pi atzmo. You don't require two witnesses to make the woman drink after she'd been warned in front of two witnesses not to closet herself with that man. Rabbi Shua on the other hand disagrees. He says you need two witnesses both for the kinui and for the stira. We don't have another opinion of Rabbi Yeshua. The opinion of Rabbi Yeshua in the Mishnah is the same opinion that we'll have in a brisa. We bring down a second opinion of Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Yeshua's opinion is the same. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Mekani la pishnayim, umashka pishnayim. Both the kinui and the stira require two valid adult male witnesses above the age of 13. Now, Ketzad Mekani la. How exactly does this kinui work? So the husband says, Omer la bifnei shnayim. This is both according to the opinion of Rabbi Elazar in our Mishnah and according to Rabbi Yeshua. He says to his wife in front of the two witnesses, Al tidabri im ish ploni. Instead of saying, I don't want you to closet yourself away with so-and-so, he just says, I don't want you to speak to so-and-so. And then, v'dibroimo, and she did speak to that person, I die in himoteris lebesa. That is not kinu yinstira. That's not a good husband-wife relationship, but that has nothing to do with sota. That's not kinu yinstira. Kinu specifically has to mean he warns her not to be alone with the person, and stira means that she was alone with that person for the shear of tumah, for the amount of time that it would take to have relations. So in this situation where the husband just said, I don't want you to talk to this guy, and then she went and talked to the guy, adayin hi muteres lebesa, that's not kinui and stira. And in this situation, if she was a ashes kohen, umuteres lecho with tumah, she still would be allowed to eat tumah. However, if the husband warned her, don't closet yourself away with so-and-so, and then nichneso imo lebesa seser, and then this woman was unfortunately alone with that man that she was warned not to be alone with, and she was alone with him for the shear of tumah, v'shasa imo kidei tumah, so then in this situation, that makes her into a sota, and until she drinks the mei sota, asur lebesa, she's not allowed to live with her husband, asur lechol tumah, bitruma, if she was in fact an ashes kohen, she wouldn't be allowed to go and eat tumah. And, Rahman al-San, if her husband died before she drinks the mei sota, via mace, and she had no children, and therefore she normally would fall into Yibam, so there is no option of Yibam over here, but she would have to undergo Chalitza. Chaletzes v'lo misya bemes. So our Mishnah, in a somewhat roundabout way, says that the kinui and stira has to be for being alone with the man and not just talking with the man. The Gemara will explain that we started off asking over here, Ketzad, what exactly is the kinui and stira, and then we start off telling us that it's not something. So the Gemara will explain this a little bit more, why our Mishnah chose this format. In any event, the Mishnah is concluded, and now we start the Gemara, where we ask the question, what in the world is Nazir doing in Seder Noshim? Now, we're asking this now. We had actually asked it at the beginning of Nazir as well, but here's where the Gemara is pointing out that the reason why Nazir was in Seder Noshim is because Sota is in Seder Noshim. So the Gemara says, Michli, let's check it out. Tana mi Nazir Sot. We just left Masechta Nazir. We just, Baruch Hashem, finished Masechta Nazir, and we start now Masechta Sota. Why? What's the connection between these two? My Tana, the Ka Tana Sota. Why is Sota learned right after Nazir? So the Gemara says this is in accord with the opinion of great Rav Yehuda Nasi Kid Rebbe. Why? Because the time we learn the Brisa, Rebbe Omer, Rebbe taught us the following din. Lama nismucha parashas Nazir, parashas Sota. What is the connection, both in the Torah and in the Gemara, that they're set up, that parashas Nazir is connected to parashas Sota? That first we have the parasha of Sota in the Chumash, and then we have the parasha of Nazir right afterwards. To teach us, Rebbe says, Lama lecha, a very important idea. Shekola roas sota bekil kula. Anytime a person sees a sota in her nivul status. And Rashi over here, Baruch Hashem, we're back to Rashi. Rashi tells us bekil kula means bin nivula, in her disheveled state, ubeboshta, and in her embarrassed state. Because as we'll soon see the Gemara on Dav Zayin, Rashi tells us, Sheminavlin osa, kidiktani bimastisin. As we'll see in the Mishnah on Dav Zayin, they would go and take off her sheitel, they'll take off her head covering, and her hair would be open. For a married woman, that's not allowed. They would go and rip her garment in such a way that it would expose more of her body, and then they would tie it back up in a certain way that was very, very humiliating to this woman. So therefore, anybody that sees a woman have to go through this process of being made into a sota, to drink the mei sota, shekola roa sota bikukula, yazir atzma min hayayin, he should realize that wine probably had something to do with this ruach that entered into them was possibly related to wine, and therefore one should see the dangers of drinking too much wine, and therefore as a result, the connection in the Torah, when you see a sota, the Torah discusses sota, so then realize that maybe this had to do with wine, yazir atzmin person to stay away from wine, lab davka, that he should become a Nazi, but he should realize and understand the significance that wine could do to a marriage. In Rahman al-Litzlan, we unfortunately see this very, very, very frequently, more in the secular world than in the Haimish world, but at the same time, even unfortunately in the Haimish world, people have problems with alcohol, and alcohol can lead to all sorts of Rahman al-Litzlan, terrible, terrible shalom bayis issues. In any event, that's the connection. Well, we have Sota first, and then Nazir. So all of you should be scratching your heads and saying, wait a second, we just learned Masechta Nazir, and now we're learning Sota. It should be the other way around. First, we should have learned Masechta Sota, and now we should be starting today Nazir, because we just completed Sota. So Gemara says, Hulisnei Sota, V'hadulisnei Nazir. So why did Rebbe not follow the order in the Chumash, where we had Sota and then Nazir? So in the arrangement of the Masechtas in Seder Noshim, we should have had Yevamos, Kisubos, Nedarim, Sota and then Nazir. Why do we have Sota and Nazir flipped around the way the Torah tells us? So Gemara says, no, very good reasoning. Because we learned Yevamos, then we learned Kesubos. I did the Torah Kesubos. Once we learned Masecht Kesubos, the Tano Hamadir, we had a parak in Kesubos that taught us about a man and his wife in terms of Nedarim. If a man asked his wife to do certain things, so we already started discussing Nedarim in Kesubos, so then it made sense. Follow through, Tano Nedarim. Go learn the next Masecht to be Nedarim. And then, since Nazirus is a type of neder, but I did the Tana Nadarim, since we already now learned Nadarim. So Tana Nazir did Dame Linadarim, because Nazir is a type of neder, it's very similar to Nadarim. And therefore, Viktani Sota Kidurebi. And then, while we should have ideally had Sota before Nazir, at the same time, since we wanted to connect Nadarim and Nazir, so we'll have Sota right afterwards, and that's the order for Rebbe making the Mishnayis and Seder Noshim the way that they are. Now we start discussing our Mishnah. We quote the Mishnah, which said, Hamakane. Right? Hamakane l'ishto. Why did they use this lashon over here of Hamakane, meaning if you went and did kinui, so then the following laws apply. That implies that Hamakane is only a lashon of bidyevet. Dyevet in l'chatchila. No, that one should not l'chatchila go and do this kinui to his wife. So the understanding of the Tana of a Mishnah is that this is a loshon b'di'evit. Don't do this l'chatchila. And therefore, the Gemara says, k'sover tana didan, also l'kanos. The Tana of a Mishnah says, in general, one should not do the kinui and stira process unless there is absolutely no alternative to warn your wife. Your wife's acting in a proper way. Do everything possible other than doing full-fledged kinui. Make sure that you have a wonderful relationship with her. Make sure that you're not giving her any reason to go and look elsewhere. And therefore, the last and only time you do kinui is when there's absolutely no other choice. So therefore, it's a lashon of bidyevet hamakani. If you have to go and do kinui, this is the way the kinui is done. But you certainly shouldn't do this as a lechatchila. Gemara continues and says, Amar Rav Shmuel by Rav Yitzchak. Shmuel Rav Yitzchak says, Ki hava pasach reish lakish besota. When reish lakish would give the shiur man sota, he would begin the shiur with the following. Amar Achi would say as follows. A person is zochet to have a wife according to what he deserves. A person who's a great person will have a great wife. A person who's unfortunate, not such a great person, will not have such a great wife. And that Reish Lakish learned that from the following pasuk. Shenemar, ki lo yanuach shevet haresha al goral hatzadikim. As Rashi tells us, lo yizdaveg Memshelis Rosha, the girl tzaddik. Hashem won't let the two go together, so to say. So the dominion of the Rosha will not be the same fate of the tzaddik. In other words, Hashem will keep a bad woman away from a good man, and he will make sure that a man who's a bad man will get a wife that he deserves. In other words, the Rishayim will hook up together, and Hashem will let the tzaddikim hook up together as well. Similarly, Omer Rabba Baruchan, Omer Yochanan. Rabba Baruchan is saying in Rabbi Yochanan, the caution lizavgon ki kriyas yamsof, making shiduchim. There's a famous statement. It's as difficult HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyochel as kriyas yamsof. Now nothing is difficult to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Rashi jumps in on the spot and says shenishtanu sidrei bereishis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up the world in a way that there's nature. There's normal things. Why does you drop a cup, it falls to the floor? Because Hashem set up gravity. Why? Hashem chose to set up gravity. If he wanted to, he could make things float in the air like they do in outer space when there's no gravity. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up the world in a certain way. He doesn't like to change it. Of course, he can change it. It's not difficult for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to change it. But this is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up the world. And therefore, Kriyas Yamsef was a huge shinoi in the Seder Bereishis. And making zivugim also sometimes can cause a change in the nature of the world, so to say. And therefore, we use this expression, Rabbi Bar Brachana tells the name of Yochanan, that it is as difficult for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to make shiduchim like it was Kriyas Yamsef. Kosher l'zavgun ki Kriyas Yamsef, because it sometimes changes around the normal way of the world. And this is also based upon a pasuk that we have from Tehillim, Shenemar. The pasuk says, Elokim moshiv yichidim ba'isa. Motzi asirim bakosheros. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings people into a house and then he takes them out at the appropriate time. So therefore, this lashon, this idea of making shiduchim is something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, but it requires, so to say, a shinui in the bria sometimes for it to occur. Okay. Now the Gemara says, Reish Lakish had said that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes and assigns a husband and a wife based upon their actions. So we said the pasuk lo yinuach shev ha resha agor la tzadikim was the pasuk that Reish Lakish showed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give a wicked man a good wife. He doesn't give a bad man a good wife. He arranges them. Each of them deserves each other. So the more questions, it says, really? Ini? Is that really so? Very, very famous statement. Everybody's familiar with this statement. Rav Yehuda Amar Rav tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls out 40 days before the Yetziras of Vlad. We'll explain what that means in a second. Arboim Yom Kodim Yetziras of Vlad. 40 days before the Vlad is formed. Some suggest that this means at the time of conception, because it takes 40 days for the Vlad to be formed, to become, going from an embryo to be a fetus. And others suggest, no, it's 40 days before the conception. Whenever this is, 40 days before this event, HaKadosh Baruch Hu rings out with a voice, Basko Yotzis V'Yomeres, Bas Ploni, Liploni, that the daughter of so-and-so, who may or may not yet be born, Tosus tells us. Nir L'Rebbe, Tosus says, Dira Masu, Kodim Yitziras of Vlad. Nir L'Rebbe, Kodim Yitziras HaZachar. This is talking about 40 days before the Yitzira of the Zachar. And this is true. Bein im lo nolda hanekeva, whether the girl is often younger than the boy, so whether the girl has not even been born yet, or bein im nolda, or she's already born, she's older than him. So in any event, Rav Yehuda Amar Rav tells us that how can you tell us that it's so difficult for these zivugim to occur? In fact, the Kodesh Baruch Hu calls out 40 days before the Yetziras of Vlad that so-and-so is marrying so-and-so. Now, it doesn't say, interesting, it doesn't say ploni leplonis, it says bas ploni. And this is also a beautiful idea. They call kvuda bas melech penima, that doesn't even want to mention the name of the woman. It's the daughter of so-and-so who will be zocha to this person. So it's interesting that the way it's even phrased, again, to show us the wonderful tznius, the beauty of kokvuda basmelech pnima, that a halig, a Jewish woman, so her beauty is something that's not to be on display for everybody else. Bas ploni leploni. In any event, it also tells us at that time, bias ploni leploni, that this person will be destined for a certain amount of wealth, and sade ploni leploni, a certain amount of parnasa, he'll have a certain amount of fields. So all this is designated at 40 days, kodim yetziras havlat. Rashi brings down over a very interesting idea. In Dibra Masul Ini, which is two lines into the wide lines, he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decrees, this is before it's known, V'amikodem Yitzirosum, She'ein Noda Risho Uzuchuso. At that point in time, we don't know yet if he's going to be a good person or a bad person. So, nevertheless, Bachrizin Ez Zivugo, we announce his future wife. You're going to tell me, Vim Tomah HaKol Goli Lufonov, HaKol knows everything. So it says, HaKol Bidei Shemayim Chutz Miyiras Shemayim. No, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows, is he going to be good or bad, but that's not predetermined. That is up to the individual. As the Gemara Nida tells us, Kedomah Masech the Nida Dav Tezayin Webeiz, Malach HaMemuna Al HaHeroyon, the Malach that's in charge of conception. No tel tipa brings the tipa of Zera in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mevil Fnei HaMakom, V'yomer Lefonav, the Malach says in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tipa Zu, this Zera that I have, Ma Tehei Ale, what will be the end result? Gibar or Chosh, will be a strong baby or weak baby? Chacham, a smart baby, or tipesh, or not smart baby, a stupid baby. Or she'll be wealthy, or ani, or poor. However, avol tzadik v'rosha lo kamerle. A tzadik v'rosha, he doesn't ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu what would be, because the ein zeh bidei shamayim. It's not up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kaviyachol, it's up to the person and not HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Of course HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's everything's up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and of course HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows. But this is what we call Bechira Chavshi. And therefore, how can you tell me that a person is destined to go and marry a certain other person based upon his merits at this point in time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls out 40 days before Yetziras of Vlad that so-and-so marry so-and-so, they don't yet have merits or demerits. So that's the Kasha. So when it says, low Kasha, that's not a problem. Ha bezivug rishon, ha bezivug sheni. It all depends on whether you're talking about the original marriage that was destined for this person, or if unfortunately, for whatever the reason, that marriage didn't occur or that marriage didn't work out. So then, to make the zivug sheni, to have a second marriage, that a person will only get what he deserves, good or bad. So as Rashi says over here in zivug rishon, lefi amaso, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls out. But the Zivuk Sheni, that's Lefi Masa. That goes depending on whether you deserve or not to have a great wife. The Kosha Lizivugon Lefi She'eno Bas Zugo. And that's why it says it's difficult over here, Kaviyachol, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do this, because it's not the normal nature of things, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to go and arrange it to make sure that everything works out exactly according to the master plan. Again, we shouldn't mistake the word kasha lezivugon kikriya samsav as if it's difficult. It means, the kasha over here means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu set the world in order, as Rashi again points out before, that the entire world is set up in a certain seder, shenishtanu sidrei breishis, and when you change that order, that is, so to say, kasha, not because it's physically difficult for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's nothing that's difficult for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but this important idea of not changing around the nature is what we're referring to. Now we quote the Mishnah. We have the opinion, Rabbi Elezer Omer Mekani Law Pishnayim V'chulei. The opinion of Rabbi Elezer in the Mishnah was that Kinoi was with two, but Stira could be done by one or even by the person himself, whereas Rabbi Yeshua said, no, both Kinoi and Stira require two witnesses. So Gemara says, Adkan Lo Pligei, the only machlokas between Rabbi Elezer and Yeshua is Ela B'Kinoi V'Stira. Whether there's two witnesses by Kinoi, that they both agree, or whether there's two witnesses by Stira, Rabbi Yeshua says yes, Rabbi Elezer says no. That there's their machlokas. However, avo bituma eid echad mehemen. But they both agree that if there is even one witness that says that Rachmana Litzlan and Averu is committed over here, that we don't allow the woman to drink the mei sota, and that's it, she loses her ksuba, and they have to get divorced. So therefore, both Rabbi Elezer and Rabbi Yeshua agree that a single witness, eid echad, is enough to go and make the Meisota no longer be able to be drunk. So, Nami, and we learn this in a Mishnah as well. This Mishnah we'll learn later in the Besechta on Daf Lamed Aleph, where it says, Beferish, Eid Echad Omer Ani Ra'isi Shinit. Basically, if you have even one witness that says, I saw Nebuch, that there was Kinoi and Stira over here, and I saw during the Stira that there was an Aveira. So then, in that situation, Loisa Shosa, then the woman can't drink the Meisota. She is considered as if she was a Vadei Sota, and the Meisota won't work on her, so to say, and the husband is not allowed to live with her anymore. So here we have a Beferish Mishnah that says that only one witness is believed in this situation, only when there's Kinoi and Stira. If one witness comes along and says a woman was Mizana, so then we give it no credence whatsoever. But since there's Raglayim Ladover, since there is over here Kinoi and Stira, so then a single witness is believed, and this we'll see is based upon Psukim. So the Gemara says, what Psukim are we referring to? Midaraisa, Minola, and the Behemon, Eidechot. Normally, throughout Shas, the famous Gerishava, Dover, which teaches us that always when you have Eidus, you require two adult males above the age of Bar Mitzvah. So Midaraisa, where do we see on a Daraisa level that we believe the single witness to say that Nebuch, that the pair committed adultery, and therefore she cannot drink the Mei Sota. Midaraisa, Minola, and the Behemon, Eidechot. Where do we see that one witness is believed when that's not the normal rule? So where it says, because we learn the following brayse of the Tanur Rabbanan, we have the famous pasuk by Sota where it says that v'hi nitma, if the woman in fact had committed zunus, the aid ain ba, and there is no witness. Now it says the aid in the singular ain ba, and it says v'hi lo nitpasa, and she wasn't forced to do this avera, she did it willingly. So the pasuk says the aid ain ba, and we darsh it in the brayse that the aid over here means two witnesses. Bishnayim hakosav medaber. There weren't two witnesses, but one witness would in fact be acceptable. Two witnesses, of course, would be acceptable. When it says that there aren't two witnesses, it implies but there was one witness, and therefore, in this situation, she can't drink the mei sota. Because it says right afterwards, v'hilo nitpasa, implication being that she wasn't forced. If she had been forced, then this din wouldn't apply. So therefore, we see that it tells us that there are normally two witnesses that would require us, but in this special situation, one witness is acceptable to say that she doesn't drink the mei sota. Now, how do we know that? Maybe it means, maybe the pasuk means, as it literally says, the aid ain't bad, there wasn't even one witness. Talmud Lomar, that's why the pasuk says, lo yokum aid echod b'ish, that under normal circumstances, aid echod b'ish will not be acceptable. Now, notice, it says the word aid echod. And we turn here to Beis Omud Beis, where it says, the pasuk didn't say, mimashma shenemar lo yokum aid b'ish. It didn't say aid b'ish. So it said the word aid echod. Now, if it had said, eni yodeshu echod, if it had said just aid, I would have known that it meant one, because the word aid means singular. So the pasuk didn't say, lo yokum aid b'ish, which I would have known meant one, but the pasuk says, Ma Talmud Lomar, Eid Echad. Why did it say Echad? Lo Yakum Eid Echad. Isn't that redundant? Eid means Echad. So why did it have to add the word Echad? The Torah doesn't have a single extra word. So therefore, this teaches a very important idea. This is Binyan Av, which teaches us, Kol Mokom Shenemar Eid. Whenever you have the word Eid, it always means two. Hare Kan Shnayim, except, Achi Yifro Lucha Kosav Echad, unless the Torah specifically says Eid echad. So that's what we learn now from this drasha. The pasuk could have said lo yokom eid beish, and I would have known that that meant a single witness. For the fact that the Torah had to tell us lo yokom eid echad beish, that means that in general, eid doesn't mean eid echad; it means two witnesses. So therefore, by sota, when it says eid ein ba, it means there weren't two witnesses, but there was one witness, and one witness is enough to go and make the woman not drink the mei sota. So this is the major drasha that we have as to how we know that a single witness is capable of making the woman not drink the mei sota if he never saw that they committed adultery. Now the Gemara says, the Amar Rachmana, you're telling me that the Torah tells us trei lesbo el echad, that the Torah is telling us over here that there weren't two witnesses, but there was one witnesses, and v'hi lo nispasa, and she wasn't forced to do this, implying that if she had the force to do this, she would be getting off free, then it wouldn't be a problem. She wouldn't be considered an adulteress if she's forced to do this, but she did it willingly. And Asura, the Pasuk says that she is Asura now to her husband. So here you see clearly that when the Pasuk tells us the aid ain ba, it means that there aren't two witnesses, but there is one witness. So Gemara says, okay, is that really true? You're telling me the reasoning is, Elataimo Dirsiv lo yokum aid echod beish, because we have the X word echod beish that comes to tell me that every place else it means two. Halav hachi, if it wasn't for the word aid echod, havamina, wherever it says aid, I would say it means two. So without this drasha, halav hachi, then I would have said by sota, when it says havamina aid, by sota, if I didn't have this drasha, I would have said chad hu. It meant a single witness. So it would have said even a single witness, aid ein ba. So that's why you need this drasha. However, v'yafilu chad leka, but wait a second, if you're telling me that that is the drasha, and without this drasha, I would have said aid by sota, the aid ein ba meant one, so then elbamai mitzra, then how would she be forbidden? It says in the pasuk that she committed tumah. So how would we know that if we didn't even have one witness? So how would we know that? So the Gemara says it's no. You need this drasha that we are saying lo yokum aid echod beish to teach us that otherwise aid means normally two, and that's why by sota it means there weren't two. Aid in bud means there weren't two, but there was one. We need that. You can't learn it out intrinsically from sota. You need this drasha from lo yokum aid echod beish, because it's drich, you need it. When it says over here by sota, aid ein ba, it meant, yes, there was a witness, however, aid ein namon ba, but that witness is not believed, because you require two witnesses. So that's how I would have darshaned it. I would have said, if it just said aid ein ba by sota, it would have meant there was one witness, but that witness is not believed. Oh, that's why we need the drasha, l'yokum aid echod be'ish, to teach us that it meant here there weren't two witnesses, but there was one witness, and that one witness is believed. So the Gemara says, really? Ein neman ba? You would have darshed this pasuk to say that one witness is there, but he's not believed? So then, the Ella, my boy, so what are you telling me? You need adik or trey? You always need two? So then, don't say anything. Lishtok kra mine. Don't say anything in the pasuk, and we would know, of course you need two, because we have a general rule. The Yasa dova dova mimama. As Rashi points out, we have this famous Gzeir Shava. Then it says, Dovor in regards to Mammon. As Rashi says, the Diba Masl, Dovor Dovim Mammon, Ksiv bin no Ephes. It says, in regards to a woman, Rahman Aslan, who actually did commit adultery, Kimotsoba Ervas Dovor, you find Dovor with her. You find that she did something wrong. Uksiv bidini Mammonos, Alpishne Edim Yokum Dovor. So we have the famous Gzeir Shava, Dovor Dovor, to teach us, the Asir Dovor Dovim Mammon. We learn out the no Ephes from Mammon, that just like you need two witnesses by Mammon, you need two witnesses by Neof, by any Isser. Vano Yadana, and therefore, we would know that, in general, don't say anything over here, don't say Eid Ein Ba, and I would know that if you have two witnesses, fine. If you don't have two witnesses, fine. So, Mide Dahavi, I call Eidio Shibitora. So don't say anything over here, don't say Eid Ein Ba. I would know if you don't have witnesses, so then the woman is not considered guilty automatically, and she can drink the mesota. If you do have witnesses, so then she's considered guilty by the witnesses, and she can't drink the mesota. So why do you need this whole drasha? Someone says, yes, we still need it. It's true. We need the drasha. Why do we need lo yakum eid echod beish, and why can't we learn that directly from sota itself? Because sol kadai techaminach, if we didn't have the extra drasha, I would have said sota shiny. Sota is different. Why? Because the raglayim ledavar. Again, it's interesting. We ended off mesechta Nazir, we're talking about several Mishnayos with Raglayin Ladover, and here we have the same concept again already a couple of times here, that there's Raglayin Ladover. The woman underwent Kinui and Stira. This is not, unfortunately, a great marriage. The husband's telling his wife, stay away from your uncle. I'm warning you, don't be alone with your uncle. And then she's alone with your uncle. So now, in this situation, I would have said, Shari Kinula Vinistera Lisamein Ba Eid Echad. I would have said, in fact, a single witness should be believed. And therefore, the Torah has to tell us, no, the Eid Ein Ba means that there was no witness at all, that a single witness is not believed. That's what I might have thought. And that's why we need the drasha of Lo Yokum Eid Echad B'ish to teach us that that's not the case. I would have said here that we wouldn't believe one witness, and that's why you need the second pasuk to tell us that we do believe the one witness. Gemara says, Umi Matzis Armis, the Ein Neman Ba. Again, why are you saying that we wouldn't believe him? Bishaya, and the woman would be permitted to still be with her husband. The pasuk says that she wasn't forced, implying that if she was forced, she's mutter to her husband. It's only when she v'hilon esposa, she wasn't forced. The obvious implication of this pasuk is that she is forbidden. And therefore, there's no reason to think that it means that she's the aid is not Nemon, the Ein Neman Ba. Obviously, the aid is Nemon. So the one says, no, we need still the extra pasuk, Yitzrich. You can't learn it out just from Sot alone. You need the pasuk, Lo Yokum Eid Echad Be'ish, to teach us this drasha, Yitzrich. Why is that? Because again, I would have said over here, Ein Neman Ba, the default position would be that we don't believe a single witness, Adi Kutrei, until you have two witnesses, and that she's not allowed to go back to her husband only if there are two witnesses. But with one witness, she could go back to her husband. She doesn't have to drink the Mesota. In fact, Ein Neman Ba Adi Kutrei, one witness would not be enough. Why do you need two? Betray Nami Hi Delonis Pasa. You need the pasuk here to tell me that you need two witnesses. Even if she wasn't forced, that's when you need two witnesses. But if she was forced, then even with two witnesses, then she goes back to her husband. Oh, Kamash Vulon. Therefore, we wouldn't be able to learn out over here that one witness is acceptable. And that's why we need the extra drasha from Lo Yokum Eid Echad Be'ish to teach us over here that it means Eid Echad is Neman. Okay, a little bit of a complicated drasha. Let's go weiter. We quote the Mishnah. We have the opinion of Yeshua Omer, Mekani La Pishnai V'chule. Yeshua said that you need two Eidim by the Kinui and two Eidim by the Stira. And the Gemara now asks, what's his reasoning? My time of Yeshua. Why do you learn out that you need two Eidim both by the Kinui and the Stira? So the Gemara says, because the Pasuk says, V'eid Ein Ba. Amakra, in regards to the actual Tumah, there is no witness. However, only in regards to the Tumah, Ba, in regards to the Tumah, there are no two witnesses. Not even one witness, below Bikino, but by the Kino, you did have two witnesses. But in regards to the Tumah, there aren't two witnesses or even one witness, below Bastira, but in regards to the Stira, there are two witnesses. So this is Rabbi Yeshua's drasha from the word Ba, is to teach us that in terms of the Tumah, there are no witnesses. But in regards to the Kino and Stira, there are two valid witnesses. No, Rabbi Lezer, what does he do with this pasuk? Rabbi Lezer says in our Mishnah that only by the Kino do you need two, but by the Stira you don't. What is Rabbi Lezer going to say about that? So Rabbi Lezer, Omer, Ba, he learns out the same drasha, but only the Kinoi, that you don't have for the Tumah, but you do have for the Kinoi. But he doesn't say this drasha for the Stira. So Gemara says, why not? The Hema Ba, below the Stira, just like Rabbi Yeshua. Why are you only saying the Ba on the Kinoi, and not the Ba, and not on the Stira? Why are you differentiating between the two? So the Gemara says, because Stira is Kash the Tumah, because in regards to the Stira, I have a comparison to the Tumah. That it said, V'nistira v'hi nitma. So therefore, it tells me that I don't need two witnesses by the Stira. I only need one witness. Just like by the Tumah, one witness is enough, so too by the Stira, one witness is enough. That's how Rabbi Elazar darshens out only the Ba for Kinoi, but not for Stira. Where it says, but if you're telling me that there's a hekesh between Tumah and Stira, there's also hekesh between Kinoi and Tumah. Kinoi Nami is Kash L'Tumah. There's also that connection because the pasuk said, the Kinei Yes Ishto V'hi Nitma. So you have the Kinei and Tumah in the Hekesh as well. So why doesn't he say that Kinoi and Stira each don't need two witnesses, one witness is enough? So Gemara said no, because Ha Miyat Rahmana Ba, because we have a Miyat over here, Ba by the Tumah, but not by something. So we have a choice of either the Kinoi and the Stira, so he picks the Ba Veloba Kinoi, but not Ba Veloba Stira. Gemara asks why? Marius, why did you choose to apply Rabbi Lezer that you need two witnesses by the Kinoi and not by the Stira? Why not the other way around? So the Gemara says, Mistabra, it makes more sense, Stira Adifa, that if you only need one witness, it would be by the Stira, Shekain Osarta Kituma, because the Stira is what caused her to become unfortunately, forbidden to her husband, because that's like the tumah. That's when they were closeted alone together. Shmuel says, no, atarabba, kinoy yodav. One can make the argument that the kinoy is the more important because shekain ikar garam la. Without the kinoy, the stira wouldn't do anything. So therefore, the ikar thing was the kinoy. So why didn't he use the ba for stira and not for the kinoy? Shmuel says, no, because ilav stira, kinoy miika, because the kinoy does nothing if there's no stira. Shmuel says, but the kinoy also, the ilav kinoy, stira mayahani. But without the kinoy, then the stira is nothing. So you can't argue that one is more important than the other. Shmuel says, yes, you can, and that's how Rabbi Lez's opinion concludes over here. Afilu hachi, stira adifa. The stira is the more important of the two, bottom line, because the aschalto, the tumah, that's Nebuch when the tumah really started. The kinoy was the setting the situation up, but Nebuch, the stira, was when things started. So if you're going to use the word ba to just exclude one of them from a single witness, so then the ba would be velo, but kinoy, according to Rabbi Elazar, the kinoy requires two witnesses, but the stira, which is stronger, it's more adif, that would only require one witness, just like the tumah only requires one witness. Now, the way we learned our Mishnah was that Rabbi Elazar's opinion is that you need two witnesses by kinoy, and either one witness or even the person himself is enough for the stira. Again, Rabbi Yeshua said both, you need kinoy two and stira two. We're not discussing Rabbi Yeshua, his opinion doesn't change. But the opinion that we had of Rabbi Elazar in our Mishnah, you need two witnesses by kinoy and only one witness by stira, is argued with by the following Tana. Masnisin, the understanding of Rabbi Elazar on Mishnah, is the Loki Tana, disagrees with this understanding of Rabbi Elazar from the following Tana, the Tanya. We learned in this Brisa, the Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, said over in the name, Omer Mishum, Rabbi Elazar. His understanding of Rabbi Elazar was the opposite of the Tana of our Mishnah, who said in the name of Rabbi Elazar, and he holds as follows. Hamekane Leishto, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, says the name of Rabbi Elazar, that if one gives kinu to his wife, even alone, he can be done in front of one witness or even by himself. But the stira, mashka, in order to give it a mei sota, that has to be mashkul api shnayim. That you need two witnesses for the stira. So this understanding, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda's understanding of Rabbi Eliezer, is the exact opposite of the Tana of Amishta's understanding of Rabbi Eliezer. The Tana of Amishta again said two by kinoy and one by stira. And Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says one by kinoy and two by stira. Mar says, what did the Chachamim respond in this price to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda's understanding of Rabbi Elazar? They said to him, Heshivu Chachamim Lidiv Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, Ein L'Dover Sof. They responded and said, really? If you're going to say that, Ein L'Dover Sof, then there'd be no end. Now, the Gemara doesn't explain right now what it means, Ein L'Dover Sof, there'd be no end. And the Gemara will explain this in a moment. But first, the Gemara wants to understand, before we get to what did the Chachamim respond to them, they want to understand Rabbi Yosef Yehuda's understanding of Rabbi Elazar. So, my timer to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, why does Rabbi Yosef Yehuda say that Rabbi Elazar requires only one for the kinoy and two for the stira? So again, we darshin out from the word ba. Amakar, the pasuk says ba, ba, velo b'stira. Here, we darshin it that the ba tells us that you need one witness by the tumah, but not by the stira. By the stira, you need two witnesses. As opposed to, by the kinoy, you only need one witness. So the Gemara asked the same question we asked before. Vema ba, velo b'kinoy. No, maybe it means that the single witness is not good by kinoy. It's only good by tumah. So Gemara says, no, kinoy is kash to tumah. We go the same thing that we said before, but the opposite direction. Here we say, the kinoy is connected to the tumah. So the hekish there tells us that the ba should apply to both tumah and to kinoy. Gemara says, but the other way around, stira nami is kash to tumah. But stira is also connected to tumah, as the pasuk says. So why did you decide to learn it, Yossi Yehuda, to learn it, that the kinoy could be done by one person and the stira requires two? You should have said it like Rabbi Elazar learned it the other way around in our Mishnah. So Gemara says, no. How the kama shir stira kidei tumahu diasa? The opinion of this Rabbi Yosef Yehuda tells us that the reason why it says the hekish between stira and tumah is to teach us the shir of tumah. The stira for how long? V'hinit ma, for the shir of tumah. But the drash of ba comes to tell us that by tumah, one witness is good, and by kinoy, one witness is good, and by stira, you need two witnesses. So this is the Rabbi Yosef Yehuda's understanding of Rabbi Eliezer, the exact opposite of the understanding of Rabbi Eliezer by the Tana in our Mishnah. Now, we finally get to the Braitzel, where it said, Heshivu Chacham L'divrei Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, Ein L'Dover Sof. The rabbis responded to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda and said, if you hold like you, Ein L'Dover Sof. What does that mean, Ein L'Dover Sof? My Nihu. What does it mean? So Gemara says, Dizimnin Lokoni. You know what's going to be? Sometimes, in fact, the husband did not do kinui on his wife. but he doesn't like her. He doesn't get along with her. The Omar Kanai, and he's going to have witnesses because the wife's not worried about being alone with somebody. There are halachically acceptable ways that she could be alone with somebody. Let's say the husband's in the city, so under certain circumstances, there is no Isser of Yichud in that situation. But now, the wife wasn't being careful. She didn't know she had to be careful, and she's closeted away with Yanko. And two witnesses come along and say, yes, she closeted away with Yanko. The husband doesn't like the wife for whatever the reason. He wants to get her into trouble. He says, oh, yes, I gave her kinoy, when he really didn't. The Omar Kanoi, I gave her a kinoi, but he really didn't. So therefore, there'd be no way a woman could ever protect herself, because if you just needed two witnesses to say by the stira, but you didn't have to have publicity to know that the kinoi was done, so therefore, this would be ein ledavasof. There'd be no way to end this ever. That's the simple understanding. Tosfos HaRosh has a slightly different way of understanding it. Very interesting. He says, since people will see that she was Mizana, people will really have there's a rumor going about that she was really Mizana, but she'll be able to drink the Mei Sota, and the Mei Sota won't work because the husband didn't really give her kinui properly, so then they're going to cast dispersions. There'll be lies about the Mei Sota that they don't really work. So therefore, that's why the Tosfos HaRosh says over here that this doesn't work to say that the husband could give kinoi on his own because of this concern, ein ledavar sof, that people will then suspect the mayim of the sota, the mei sota, not to work. So Gemara says, but wait a second, if this is a concern over here by Rav Yosef Yehuda's understanding, so why shouldn't it be a concern? Hola Mishnah Seinu, yesh ledavar sof, why isn't it a concern by our Mishnah as well? That according to the Mishnah's understanding of Rav Eliezer, he says you need two by the kinoi, but you only need one by the stira. So he'll warn his wife, and then he'll say that she was closeted away. So Zimnan Delo is statar. She won't be closeted away, but the husband will say, Yomer is statar. Yeah, she was closeted away. So therefore, how come we're not concerned ain't ledav herself by the Mishnah? So when it says, Yitaka, you're right. Amr of Yitzhak bar Yosef, Amr of Yochanan, after the Rav Yosef Yehuda, ain't ledav herself. Not only in our Mishnah, but even for the words of Rav Yosef Yehuda, ein ledav herself. Gemara says that's the funny lashon. Af ledivrei Rav Yosef Yehuda, that implies that that's also, but the real ikker, ein ledav herself, is from our Mishnah. The lo mi boy, Mishnah seino, certainly in our Mishnah, ein ledav herself. And even in the Braisa, Rav Yosef Yehuda, in the name of Rav Eliezer, also ein ledav herself. I'd rather it's the other way around. In our Mishnah, this woman has already been warned. So you can't say, oh, all of a sudden the husband's going to say that she was Nistera. This woman has been warned. So in the Mishnah, the Mishnah Seinu, Ikar, there is already a suspicion on this woman. So therefore, you can't say Ein Ledav Sof automatically by a Mishnah. It's Ein Ledav Sof, it's a big Kiddush by Yosef Yehuda. Hotsum Lek Ikar. There, the woman had no suspicion that something was going on. And suddenly her husband says, I gave you kinui privately, and here there's two witnesses that you were alone with Yanko. She had no reason not to be alone with Yanko. Again, it was done even in a permissible way. So therefore, it doesn't make sense to say, af, that also, according to Yosef Yehuda, there is this ein ledav herself, and the Mishnah is the real concern. No, the Mishnah is not the real concern. So one says, you're 100% right. Elo itmar hoch itmar. If the Chachamim said something over here about ein ledav herself, this is what they said. Amar Yitzchak by Yosef, Amar Yochanan, ledivrei Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda, according to the words of Yosef Yehuda. So also in the Marsha, and it's brought down in the Masoras Hashas over here, says ve'af l'mishna seinu in ledav herself. Yeah, the ikker is in the Braisa. And by the way, the same concern could apply to a certain extent in the Mishnah as well. Ve'af l'mishna seinu also in ledav herself. Bottom line, Amar Chinina Misura lolema inish li'itzei bizman hazeh. Rav Chinina Misura said, nowadays, when there is no Beis HaMikdash and there is no ability to drink the Mei Sota, so a person should be careful for this Shita of Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda. And he shouldn't tell his wife, listen, don't closet yourself away with so-and-so. Lo lema inish li'itzei bizman hazeh, lo tistare b'hadei ploni. I don't want you to be alone with Yanko. Because according to Rav Yosef Yehuda, in the understanding of Rabbi Lezer, that is now a valid kinoi. And then, therefore, Dilma, Kaimalon Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, maybe we would paskin like Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, the Omar Kinoi Yapiatzmo, that this is a valid Kinoi. And now, if the woman ever goes alone with this man, Yanko, so then, Umis Tatra, and she's two witnesses see that she's alone, boom, that's it. She can't live with her husband anymore, and there is no Mesota. She can't drink it. The liquid, the Mesota, Limivdika, she doesn't get around this by drinking the Mesota, and Nebuch, because Alei, Ilave, Isur Liolam, she'll never be able to go back to her husband. There's no way to correct this. So therefore, Rav Chanina Misura gives very good advice. He says, don't go tell your wife. It's very good for Shalom Bayis. A person shouldn't have a relationship with his wife. I don't want you to be with so-and-so. They should talk it out and say, hey, listen, I'm concerned about you. You're acting very nice with so-and-so. Please, you know, it bothers me. It upsets me. And she would say, of course, then I won't do it. as opposed to him saying, I ask you to be alone with Yaakov, that could lead to trouble. Now Gemara says, this Lashon of Kinei, Amar Reish Lakish, my Lashon Kinei, where do we get this Lashon from? So we have a two-way machlokis. Reish Lakish tells us, Dabar HaMeitel Kinei Beino Levein Acherim, that this word Kinei means that it causes jealousy between her and others. Now how does this work? Well, we see from Reish Lakish's opinion, Amo Kesavar Kinei Al Piatzmo, that Reish Lakish in fact holds, like Rav Yossi, Rav Yehuda, understanding of Rabbi Eliezer, that kinah can be done by a person alone. Nobody else knows that this husband told his wife, stay away from Yaakov. And she's going to stay away from Yaakov, she's going to stay away from other people. People are going to say, hey, what's this woman? She's no longer socializing with anybody else. Why does this woman suddenly like remove herself from everybody in society? She's terrified from her husband. So they don't know that though. And it's going to cause other people to be upset with her and to be angry at her. And therefore, that's a lashon of kinoi, because according to Reish Lakish, you could do kinoi by yourself, just the husband himself, and therefore nobody else knows about it, and that's going to cause other people to be angry with her. In a similar basis, but not exactly the same, Rav Yemer bar Rav Shalmiya, Mishmei Dabaya Omer, he said, it also means dover that causes kinoi, but it's dover ametul kinoi beino leveino, not between her and other people, but between her and her husband. How does that work? Because this opinion of Rav Yemer bar Rav Shalmiya, Mishmei Dabaya holds, Amuk Sovar, Kinoi al Pishnayim Edim. He holds like the Tana Rav Eliezer in our Mishnah, that in fact, the Stira can be by one person, but the Kinoi had to be by two people. So everybody knows about the Kinoi. The Kol Yama Yodi the Konile. Everybody knows that this woman and her husband aren't getting along so well. And therefore, the Ihu, who the Asi Lemevad Kinoi Bahada, and he caused this anger to be between them. She says, hey, what are you suspecting me? I didn't do anything. And you give me a bad reputation, etc., etc. It's going to lead to kinah between the husband and the wife. So bottom line is Reish Lakish and Rav Yemer bar Rav Shalmiya, in the name of Abaye, both hold that kinah is a lashon of kinah, causing anger, causing trouble between them. Just they're arguing different as to who is the anger between. Reish Lakish says it's between her and the rest of the world. And Rav Yemer says it means between her and her husband. We turn to Gimel and Aleph, where we see this. Alma Kesavah, the Osilikanos, that both Reish Lakish and Rav Yemer both say that it's forbidden for a person to do this because it shouldn't cause kinah. However, there is another opinion, a definition of what kinah means. Mandi Omar Mutalikanos, this other opinion that says kinah is not causing anger, but it means to warn her not to be alone with somebody else, and therefore, technically, there is no Isser in doing so. So, Mahu Lashon Kinoi, what does the word Kinoi mean according to this opinion? So, Rav Nachman of Yitzchak, this means Ein Kinoi Elo Lashon Hasra. This is a Lashon of warning. The regular Lashon of Kinei comes from a Pasuk that we have in Yoel, where it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling the people that if you're not good, that I'm going to go and bring the Makkah of Arba back, who was held up in Mitzrayim, so to say, and now I'm going to bring you even a worse Makkah of Arba. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu eventually didn't let the Arba come and destroy Eretz Yisrael. And it says, V'cheinu Omer, V'yekane Hashem liyatzo. Hashem, so to say, warned the land, you better be good, or else I'm going to bring you this Makkah of Arba. So therefore, the Lashon of Vayikane is a Lashon of warning, and that's the Lashon of Hamakane in our Mishnah, to start off our Mishnah, that it means to warn the wife, don't be alone with Yanko. That concludes our first daf in this beautiful Masechta. Mirtz Hashem, we'll pick up over here tomorrow. Have a great day.